It's time for the Taking Notes podcast with Julian Robichaud and Bruce Elgort.
Hey everyone, welcome to episode 134 of the Taking Notes podcast. My name is Bruce Elgort, and I am here with
Julian Robichaud.
I thought you were going to say Julian Champion Robichaud.
Oh, if I had been quicker on my feet, Bruce, I would have said that.
Yeah, so today we spoke with no other than IBM's Joyce Davis and Mary Beth Raven about what, Mr. Robichaud?
We talked about the IBM Champions program, and the IBM Champion program is actually across many, if not all, of the IBM brands. And Lotus is just kind of one part of this. And Joyce and Mary Beth are gathering nominations as we speak to name some list of Lotus champions for the IBM Champion program. Mm-hmm. And so in the podcast, we just kind of talked to them about what the program is and why now, why are we doing this now, and what's involved with it. And they sort of kind of walk us through the nomination process and the voting and some of the benefits of it and really just why we're doing this at all.
Yeah. So I don't think we need to give any further information, because I think Joyce and Mary Beth tell you exactly what you need to do to nominate other people that maybe you work with or you have seen talk or present or a vendor or whomever, right? Or yourself, right?
Exactly.
So let's have a listen. On the podcast today, we have two guests who've been both on the podcast before. We have Joyce Davis. Joyce, welcome back.
Thank you so much, Bruce. I appreciate you having me on the call.
Joyce, what do you do for IBM these days?
I am a community manager, and that means I get to arrange some parties and bring people together and have fun.
Right on.
But also, while we're having fun, we also share a lot of information and get people involved and try to spread the word about Lotus products.
Awesome. And you've just celebrated your 18th birthday at UL, correct? UL.
What?
Sorry. Yeah. UL. I don't know what I was thinking. At IBM.
I did a couple weeks ago on April 12th. So, yeah, 18 years. And then I had 2 years even when I was in high school and college as an IBM co-op. So,
wow.
I have
awesome.
A long, long history. Yep.
Awesome. And we also have Mary Beth Raven. Mary Beth, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much. I have really fond memories of the very first one we did years ago, just when we'd started on Lotus Notes 8.
Wow, that was a long time ago.
We were all like kids then, weren't we?
It was, yeah.
Yeah, we were in, this is year 6 of the show. So, wow, that was a long time ago when 8 came out, right?
Yeah. Well, 8 came out in 2007, and we did our first one because Julian came to the site in Littleton, Massachusetts.
Oh, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that was, I think, 2005, maybe? 2006? Yeah.
We have a photo of it somewhere.
Exactly. Yep.
Do you really? Cool.
Yeah, Jeff Eisen and I did it. Yeah, and then we all stood together behind the purple iris sign back when we were in the old iris building.
Wow. So, Mary Beth, what exactly are you doing for IBM these days?
Well, in addition to having back-to-back con calls, I am and remain in the user experience design group, working on the design of various products. I had been, of course, really focused on Notes for several years through Notes 8.5.2, and I'm branching out a little bit more, working more on the integration of our portfolio with each other, Notes connection, same time kind of thing, and the portfolio with other things. For example, working with some business partners on some Lotus Live integration and stuff like that.
Awesome. Yeah. That's really cool, but we're not here to talk about all that stuff today. We're here to talk about what, Ms. Davis?
We are talking about the IBM Champion program that was just launched a couple weeks ago, or was it just last week? It seems like so long ago. It was a couple weeks ago. And it is a program that we've wanted to launch for a while to recognize and reward our outstanding community members who do so much to further the Lotus community. So people who share their knowledge and help grow the community and, really contribute a lot of their expertise to the community through writing articles, recording podcasts, running Lotus user group conferences, things like that. We are, this program is intended to recognize those people, kind of raise the visibility of their contributions and increase the visibility of just them in general. So we're really excited about that. This is actually just being rolled out for Lotus. It was rolled out for information management a couple years ago. So we're trying to broaden it to the rest of the brands now.
Well, yeah, I was going to ask about that because when you go to the IBM Champions site, and mm-hmm. for anyone who's listening, we'll have a link to that on the podcast notes, but it's IBM.com Developer Works Champion. And, there are all these other categories. There's, System Z and Tivoli and WebSphere. So how long has the program in general just sort of been around?
It was rolled out about 2 years ago for the information management team. So, but we're the next brand. Well, I say Lotus is the next brand. Rational actually rolled out at the same time as us. So two other brands. So in that time, they've identified quite a few champions. I want to say a couple hundred in just the information management group.
Now do you have a sense for how the program has kind of grown? I mean, it sounds like maybe they just sort of started with one branch, and then it's really kind of grown with an IBM, and they're sort of they've maybe expanded the benefits or something like that. I mean, do you have any sense of sort of the program's beginnings and where it's come from?
Well, I mean, all I know is that it really has done a nice job at providing the visibility of the information management champions, kind of raising their status in terms of experts within the community, building their reputation, and providing a platform where they can say, hey, I am an expert and, here are the different ways that I contribute. And I know that I've heard from champions. I've actually talked to one of the information management champions who really appreciates the fact that she is recognized in a very real way. You can go to the website, see, a link to her profile, read about what she's involved in, follow links to other places where she's contributed or maybe articles that she's published. And then they've actually got videos where they've interviewed different champions to talk about how they contribute and things like that. So I think it's been very valuable. I mean, I haven't been involved in it until now, so this will be our first time to launch it within the Lotus community. So I'm really looking forward to seeing how it works for us and making improvements along the way.
Okay. Well, why don't you walk us through the process then? I mean, I guess you have to be nominated, and then there's some sort of, yep. voting process or something like that behind the scenes. How does all this work?
Yeah. You can nominate yourself or you can nominate someone else. And I know some people are a little bit shy about nominating themselves or feel a little awkward about that. But keep in mind that you are probably most familiar with your own contributions. So it's I think it's a really great idea to go ahead and nominate yourself and provide a really comprehensive list of the different ways that you've contributed. I think you really know that yourself the best.
And this is Mary Beth, and I'm going to do a plug too. I don't want to make any gender stereotype kind of comments, but I do want to say I get the impression it is uncommon or uncomfortable perhaps for women sometimes to do a lot of self-promotion and self-nomination. But as a nerd girl, I really want to encourage other nerd girls to go ahead and nominate yourself. Darn it. Just do it. Please.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And Mary Beth had mentioned, had made a comment to me about that. So I posted a few tweets and posts about, hey, nerd girls, get out there and nominate yourself or nominate another Nerd Girl. And we've gotten quite a few Nerd Girl nominations in the last few days. So that's been really, really nice to see. But once you're nominated or someone nominates you, then your name kind of goes into this list of nominees. And what I'm doing is I have brought a selection committee together from some very knowledgeable and community-connected people within IBM. And we'll be meeting several times over the next, well, we'll start once the nominations close the middle of May. And we'll be meeting and reviewing these nominations, going out and looking at the different contributions that people have made, and identifying the top 50 champions in the IBM Collaboration Solutions division. So really looking forward to that. And then as far as the benefits, I mean, we're going to be providing some merchandise that has the cool IBM champion logo on it. And we'll have other things like invitations to certain events and discounts to conferences and things like that. We want to make sure that the champions have access to, you know, key IBMers that they would like to, you know, be in contact with, whether it's executives or the development team or the support team, whatever. We want to make sure that they kind of have the inside track for, you know, getting access to key people and to key information. So,
all right. Mary Beth, what is your role in the champion program?
I am one of the judges.
Ah.
So I get to read through all the nominations, and actually Joyce has started gathering the nominations in a handy dandy Lotus Connections activity. And I'm starting to read through them now, and it's really kind of fun because already I've seen some that people that I don't know who they are. And so this is great because I'm really hoping that maybe we'll find some people who've worked really hard, maybe in their locale that we're not aware of, or maybe not in English that we're not aware of. And so I've already came across a few that I didn't know yet. So that's kind of exciting because, you know me, I think I'm pretty active in the Lotus community. I think I know everybody, but it's exciting to find out that I don't, and so that there are new people and new opportunities.
Yeah, that's something I'm really excited about too, because, you know, there's so many community members that their names are, you know, they're so popular and the names are just synonymous with the Lotus community. But I think there are a lot of people that maybe just haven't been uncovered yet. Maybe they just aren't as visible. And this kind of gives them a way to raise their visibility, which is great. And Mary Beth, you said something that reminded me of something that I should mention about as we make improvements to this. One thing, because I'm working with other groups in IBM that have either rolled this out before or will be rolling it out, a goal that we have is to make sure that this is a worldwide program and that we aren't giving, you know, special treatment just to those who speak English as a first language. So that's something that we're looking at, ways that we can improve that and make sure that we get a worldwide perspective. And as far as this rollout, I mean, I am bringing in selection committee members from different regions to make sure that we at least have some representation as we choose the champions. And I'm happy to say that the representation from all over the world is really pretty impressive. So far, it's not mostly U.S. people at all.
Yeah, this is Mary Beth. I'm looking at the summary that you've done already, and absolutely, there's a fair number of Europeans. It would be great to see some more Asia, South America, or whatever, but yeah, we're getting a good representation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mary Beth, I have a question for you or Joyce, and that is, you mentioned that these nominations close. Do they open and close at specified? Is it quarterly, at, you know, once a year? What gives?
Oh, that's a really good point. Sorry. the nominations opened on April 15th. And there was a soft opening on, I think, late the 13th. But they officially opened on April 15th, and they'll close on May 15th. And then we will go through this vetting process, the selection process, and we'll announce the IBM champions towards the end of June. And then those champions will reign for 1 year. So for 12 months, they will have the designation of IBM champion. Now, to be very, very honest with you, there's a for this first year, we're a little bit up in the air of when we will open nominations up again, just because we want to coordinate with the other brands and determine, do we want this to be kind of rolling, or do we want to do this all together with all of the other brands? So we're kind of working that out. But definitely the IBM Champions for Lotus will be at least 12 months. It might extend a little bit further if we want to start coinciding with the other brands.
Well, was there one or two like big driving factors behind doing this now, or was it just because, well, there's other IBM kind of units or divisions that are doing this, and so Lotus needs to do it too?
Well, I'll start, and then Joyce can add some of the details. I think we were really lucky, and it was just things came together quite magically, luckily. And that is, we had been hearing from people in the community that they wanted some kind of a champion program, although they may not have called it that. And then I did a community BOF at the ILUG, the Irish Lotus User Group, in Belfast in November. And as part of that, it became very clear the attendees there wanted something like a champion program, something where they could get some kind of a sticker or a badge or some moniker that would say, hey, I know my stuff. I'm a valued member of the community kind of thing. And so we had that in mind, and we knew that the community wanted something like that. And then we were approached by folks from IBM who had rolled out the program elsewhere. And now I'll let Joyce pick up the story.
Yeah. So, it wasn't like, here, you need to do this right now. It was more like, you know, we're looking at how we can expand this, and, you know, this is what we're thinking. And I just jumped right on it, and I said, we need to do this as soon as possible. So I was really happy that we could kind of, not tag along, but, you know, follow a model that was already a proven success, and then continue to, you know, just team with them to improve it along the way. So yeah, well, it was kind of a nice convergence of initiatives, I guess.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting to me too that I guess both of you are kind of within the user experience, I guess, part of Lotus. Is that right? I mean, it's interesting to me that I guess this would come out of a user experience, kind of department.
Yeah, I think that because we've been doing community work, and we've kind of been out there quite a bit as far as connecting with the community and interacting and really building our kind of program of working with the community, it was just kind of a natural fit to think about community. And I can't remember exactly how the connection was made. I think part of it as well was the DeveloperWorks team is part of the, they're the ones that are kind of driving this IBM Champion program. And because of the work that we do with the wikis and forums and the fact that that's on DeveloperWorks, it kind of made sense for them to come to us as well.
It's not just for developers, right?
No, it's not.
And for full disclosure here, I think... I was interviewed by, what's his name again? Was it Brenny? Is that his Twitter name?
I forgot. That's his Twitter name. His full name is Bronovan Gonison.
Right. I remember sitting down at Lotusphere 2011, hearing about some of the approaches that you all, that turned into this IBM Champion program for the Lotus peeps, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know, Julian, were you interviewed for that too?
If I was, then I don't remember it at all.
Oh, okay. All right.
I actually met with Brenny. I always call him Branovan, but I know he goes by Bran or Brenny. But I met with him at Lotusphere 2. That was the first time I had met him.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, Julian, do you have any more questions about the Champion program?
Yeah. So, I mean, when are we going to see the Champions? When will this list become public?
Well, we are shooting for the end of June. So I hate to give you an exact date because I'm still trying to work out if there's a particular event that we might be able to leverage the announcement.
Well, there's Macworld. I mean, not Macworld, Apple Developer Conference in June.
So, but anyway, but definitely by the end of June because we have to do it before I go on vacation.
That's as good a reason for a deadline as anything. Sure. Okay. Well, you know, again, on the website, you know, there is still time to nominate. Is that correct?
Oh, absolutely. And in fact, I want to clarify something because I know it's been a little bit confusing. When you submit the form or when someone submits the form on your behalf, I actually follow up with the nominee and say, you know, congratulations for, you know, you were nominated. And if you nominated yourself, well, this is no surprise, but feel free to submit more nominations as you think of more things. Because I would imagine if I were nominating myself, I might submit a form and then later go, oh, you know what? I didn't include such and such. I wonder if it's too late. Well, it's not too late. You can submit a new nomination or you can just reply to my email and send me an email with a list of more accomplishments. But what I want to make sure is that as we review all of the contributions, that we really are looking at the complete picture. And understanding that we are going to be reviewing a whole lot of people, the more that can be handed to us on a silver platter, the better.
Well, I guess.
As somebody who has to read through them all, you know, entertaining, you know, photographs, in good taste, but entertaining might, you know, you never know how they may sway us.
Wow.
You know, if crazy people happen to like buy yellow capes and declare their love for the Lotus brand. Hey, go with it.
You can't nominate yourself, can you?
You can nominate yourself. I, as an IBMer, cannot be.
You said yellow cape, and immediately I thought of you yes. Matt Newman. But Matt Newman, I heard, is coming in a yellow unitard next year to Lotusphere 2012. And you've heard it here first on Taking Notes. So
I think he probably heard it here first, too, Bruce.
All right.
Well, I mean, is there anything else? Do we miss anything? I mean, on the show notes, we're going to have the link to the site. We're going to have a link to where you can nominate yourself or other people. Right now, I think last I saw in the email, you have until May 15th. So I don't know when you're listening to this as a listener, but you may still have time to nominate yourself or someone else. So, Joyce, did we miss anything?
Well, I'm just wondering when you all are going to submit your nominations.
I don't think I am. There's so much, you know, doing jammy type demos for people around the globe. You know, you come across people, and one of the things you always ask, you know, have you heard of, you know, OpenNTF? Have you listened to Taking Notes podcast and all this stuff? And, you know, there are just so many faces out there, and I think Mary Beth alluded to it, or people out there, not faces, that just are so disconnected, I would say, from the community, online community that we've all been part of for a long time, that it's amazing that there are really, truly thousands and thousands of people out there that are nomination worthy for the Champion Program.
Yeah. And you know, just to answer your question as honestly as possible, you know, I'm still waiting on the yellow cape on eBay to get here. So I guess that's in transit. I'm not sure.
Okay. So listeners, it's obvious that you're going to need to step up and nominate Bruce and Julian. So this is a call to action.
Well, I'll have to happily decline, but thank you, Joyce.
All right. So what else? Mary Beth, is there anything else we need to let people know, or is that pretty much just that everyone's call to action?
Everyone's call to action. Please nominate people that you think do good things and are advocates and help educate and spread the word. And, you know, I hope we get a flood that takes a really long time to go through, because that would indicate just how vibrant and alive and active the community really is.
That's right.
All right,
that would be a good problem to have.
I guess that's a wrap for episode 134 of the Taking Notes podcast. And I'd like to thank Mary Beth for being on the show. I know you've been on multiple times before.
You're very welcome.
And Joyce Davis, who's also been on a time or two or three.
Cool, thank you.
And my trusty co-host, Mr. Robichaud.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, well, tune in next time when we speak about, I don't know, that's
something else.
Yeah, something else. So Take care, everyone. Talk real soon.
Bye-bye.